Back here on In Focus, trucking along here on a Wednesday morning. Thanks to our guests from USD 3D3 and Jordy Nelson, obviously, they're at the beginning of the show. Their big Nelson's Landing fundraiser coming up next weekend, Friday and Saturday. We're going to talk now to Captain Dan Newton from the Manhattan Fire Department as we get set for 4th of July just around the corner. And good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you on here this morning. We're going to talk a little fireworks safety and what people should know about here. I don't know when the fireworks tents will be popping up here in the community, but probably pretty soon, I would imagine.
Yeah, I know we're a little early, but I think we're not going to be on with you until after the 4th of July, so we wanted to put out some information now. Fireworks tents, they start on July 1st, so we allow fireworks to be sold from noon on July 1st all the way to midnight on July 4th. So that's the only time fireworks stands operate within the city of Manhattan.
All right. And okay, so July 1st through the 4th. And what's the reason for the short time frame there? Is it just always been that way?
Yeah, it's just the window of time we allow. We certainly don't want fireworks to be a thing all throughout the year, although, you know, it's certainly fun and a great way to celebrate, but that's the window of time we expect it to happen and that we're prepared for and that we allow the sale and use of fireworks. So the use of fireworks actually is a similar time period. We actually allow on July 1st to start at 8 a.m. and to go all the way to midnight on the 4th of July to actually shoot off fireworks.
All right. And as far as overnight there in during that time window, is there like a cutoff on that, like 10 o'clock at night or something on like the 1st and 2nd?
Midnight is what we allow, and we certainly encourage you to be courteous to neighbors and especially people that may have, you know, health concerns that need extra rest, and people that have pets that are upset by fireworks and whatnot. So just be courteous, you know, be in good communication with your neighbors and work something out if you really want to shoot off fireworks. But we don't want it to be a, you know, something that's a nuisance to the people trying to get to bed or just live their normal life.
Sure. Okay, and this again applies to the city of Manhattan, and you know, it's always good to know the ordinances ahead of time, and those I know are available online on the city's website. But you know, some of the common things that people maybe might not know about where they can shoot fireworks, or kind of, as you mentioned, the timing there. What are some ordinances that you think people should be aware of?
Yeah, so the big ones are just And these all really revolve around safety and fire prevention. So the big ones are it's unlawful to throw or direct fireworks at a building, at a person, at an animal, anywhere a fire could potentially start. It's also unlawful to discharge fireworks in a public street, a city-owned street, in a park, any public place. Fireworks should be done on your private property or somewhere that's allowing you to do that. I know some church parking lots allow fireworks and have gatherings, but public places, not allowed to ignite, shoot off fireworks. Unlawful to discharge within 100 feet of a fireworks stand or some sort of flammable liquid storage area. Obviously, that's a big fire safety concern. And then a couple of the types of fireworks that are not allowed within the city limits. One is bottle rockets or any similar type fireworks. So something with an actual pipe or bottle and a stick to direct it. Those are very unpredictable about where they go. You could shoot it into a roof of a house or a dry field and easily ignite a fire. The other one is the sky lanterns, the one that you light and they float up and very pretty to look at, but again, very unpredictable about where those land on a house, again, land on a dry field and start a fire that quickly gets out of hand. So those are two that we just don't allow within the city limits. And there's a lot of communities that don't allow that. So those shouldn't be sold. You're probably not going to find those in any fireworks stand within the city, but certainly there's places, you know, outside the city and state that do sell them.
Right. And this is mostly common sense, but, you know, obviously the main concern here from the fire department's perspective is you don't want to be out, you know, tending to a number of different unnecessary fires, because I know the fireworks are one of maybe the leading causes here, especially in the summer, of fires.
Absolutely, yeah. Certainly with the potential of most people setting off fireworks, we could be stretched pretty thin and be involved in something on one part of the city and have a structure fire, you know, and the opposite end, and be really stretched thin in terms of life safety and getting that fire under control. We certainly have had fireworks cause fires in the past, whether that's actual fireworks landing on a roof or just discarded fireworks that weren't taken care of properly and ended up, you know, igniting a house fire in the middle of the night. So absolutely, it's a really busy time for us, but just some prevention steps and some firework safety by the public can really limit the fire calls we go on and ensure a high level of safety for the city.
Yeah, and of course, fire is one thing. Fireworks related injuries are another thing. You don't want to have anybody losing any limbs here.
Absolutely. So a couple of the big tips on that. Fireworks should only be discharged by adults. So having adult supervision, never leaving kids alone with fireworks and allowing them to light those off on their own. Always read the instructions. I know it seems pretty straightforward. You light it and watch it go boom, but some of these have different instructions. So always reading those instructions is a good idea as well. And then never ignite fireworks in a glass or metal container. Essentially, you're making a potential pipe bomb type thing when you do that, potential for those things to blow up and really hurt people with the shrapnel, so to speak, that comes off those things. So I know people like to get creative with fireworks sometimes, but again, just read the instructions and use it how it was intended for.
Sure. And then it's probably a good idea also to make sure that the fire is out after you shoot off a firework. What's the best way to check on that?
Absolutely. So one of the best things is some prevention ahead of time. So making sure you have a clear space to shoot off these fireworks. So away from houses, away from buildings, away from dry grass, keeping observers at a safe distance. Once you've done all that, just having a bucket of water or a garden hose on hand to soak down those discarded fireworks is the best thing to do. After that, keeping them in a non-combustible container, so a metal container, keeping that away from your house. Again, we've certainly had fires in the past where people have just thrown them in a plastic garbage can and left them near the house. Stuff continues to smolder and eventually ignites, and the house becomes a exposure to that fire. So again, just soaking the stuff down in a bucket, keeping it in a metal container, a non-combustible container, is the best way to discard your fireworks.
All right, very good. We got. Now, I guess we're out of time here. The song is playing here. Any last tips here before we go?
Yeah, again, just use good common sense. Never light anything in your hand that it's not designed to be lit in your hand. So follow those instructions. If something doesn't ignite, something burns the wick halfway, do not try to light that thing again. Just give it some time and then discard of it just like any other discarded firework. And again, just have fun, but use good common sense and good fire safety on the 4th.
All right. Captain Dan Newton from the Manhattan Fire Department has been our guest. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Coming up tomorrow on In Focus, our guests will include folks from NBAF. We'll also talk with General Perry Wiggins from Governor's Military Council. That's right.